a couple of days, Mitzvah, is Chanukah. And Chanukah is a zman described as Halal v'Hoidah. It's a zman of both praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hoidah, giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I haven't seen that much people focusing on the Hoidah, giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of the reason probably is we're not very good at giving thanks. To bring it out, it's a famous story that standing at the Kaisel was a Yid, I think his name is Mr. Fuhrer. This Fuhrer, he's in charge of all medical issues. He helps people, if it's doctors, getting appointments, which doctor to go to, and spends his life devoted to make arrangements for people to find the right doctors and getting their appointments by doctors, arranging the money for the doctors. So he was standing at the Kaisel with a big philanthropist, a very wealthy man, and they see somebody standing in front of the Kaisel crying away copious tears, crying and crying. And both of them were watching this man, so impressed by him. And so he says, this Mr. Fuhrer says to the other man, that this person, it looks like Nebuchadnezzar, has a terrible Torah. If it's to do with medical issues, I'll help him. If it's Parnosa, you can help him. One of us can help him. Let's go over to him. So they go over to him together, and they ask him what it is. And he says to them, what are you talking about? Baruch Hashem, I don't have any Torah at all. So he said, so why are you crying? So he said, I'm crying because I just married off my youngest child. And I'm giving Hoidah, I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom that I'll be able to reach this stage in life that I've managed to marry off all my children. This story is said over, and people are very impressed by it. Why are they impressed? Isn't it poshut? I think it brings out so well that we're so good at asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we just don't know how to do it. We're missing in our thanks. I gave a ride to Yerushalayim and Mishuloch, and he described it so well to me. He said to me the word, Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof. It says by Sarameinu, Bas Kuf, Bas Chof. So you can take those words and put them somewhere else as well. Capital Kuf in Tehillim is Mizmor LaSoida. Capital Chof is Lamedzeach, Ya'anchu Hashem b'yom tzara. When a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they have a tzara, they daven, they cry. They're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help them. And then, after they have a Yeshua, what happens? They thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But which of those tefillahs are more intense, more real, with more kavanah? The tefillahs, when they have the tzara, are much more real, those tefillahs. So he says, Bas Kuf, Mizmor LaSoida, the thank you, should be Kabas Chof. It should be the Lamnatzech, the Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Have the same intensity as when a person had the Torah. But Nebuch, we're not like that. We're not very good at giving thanks. I once heard a story in the secular world, which at the time I heard it, I was impressed about it. There was a mother bird who saw that her nest of little birds was about to be washed away by the river. And there's only time to save one of the little birds. So the mother bird says to the little bird, turns to one of them and says, if I save you, how will you ever repay me? And the little bird says, when I grow up, I'm going to take care of you. I'll make a nest for you. I'll do whatever you need when you get old. The mother bird said, no, you're not the one. She turned to the next little bird and she said, if I save you, how will you ever repay me? And the little bird said, that whatever you ask me to do, I'll always do it. She said, you're not the one. Then she turned to the last bird and she said, if I save you from this flood, how will you repay me? And the last bird said, that one day I will grow up and I will have little children. And I will take care of my children just like you took care of me. And the mother bird says, yes, you're the one, and saves that bird. And I thought, what a beautiful story, until I heard a story of the Brisker Rav. There was a person visiting his nephew, and he sees his nephew had 9 children. And as he's sitting there, he watches, the nephew is sitting on the floor, and on one knee has one child, another child on the other knee. One child is climbing on his back, two are having a fight, and he's talking to them. and he sees how he's taken care of all nine of them with such patience, such care, and he's so impressed with it. So he asks his nephew, how will these children, you take care of them so well, how will they ever repay you? And his nephew said to him, because one day they will grow up, they'll have children of their own, they'll take care of their children, and through that, I'll have nitzchias, I'll have eternity. The generations will continue in such a way. So the uncle was very impressed. And the next time he visited the Briskerov, he told him over about his nephew, what he saw. And he asked him, what do you think? And what was the Briskerov's reaction? Blasphemy, he said. That's how you talk? You do things for what you're going to get return? Chazal tell us, v'halachta bidrochov, you have to go in the ways of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Mahu rachum, afato rachum. Mahu chanun, afato chanun. We have to copy the Rabbeinu Shloim. And the Rabbeinu Shloim, when he does things for us, is it because he's getting back something from us? Are we really giving nachas to the Rabbeinu Shloim like we should do? Could we really claim to have a right to the health, the parnoso, family, or anything we have? No, but the Rabbeinu Shloim does it for us, even if we're not deserving. Even if the Rabbeinu Shloim gets nothing back, he takes care of us. You've got to do things not to get something back. And this I found is a Malbim in Parshas Vayishlach. The Malbim says on the Pasuk, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Gimel, that Yaakov builds Mizbeach, Lekeil Ha'oina Oisi V'yoyim Tzarosi, to the Rabbeinu Shlomo who answered me on the day of my troubles. And he says, the Malbim says, like it says in the Chivis Alvavis, there's something lacking in our avodah. When a person comes to thank the Rabbeinu Shloim al ha'over on the past, divrei piv, divrei moida, with his mouth, he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But kavanosai, what is really his kavana? Mevakesh ala osid, what can I get? What am I looking for? What do I need in the future? He's doing the thank you, but the thank you is with his lips. He doesn't really mean the thank you. Yeah, he has to thank you. And also, that's the only way I'll get for the future. It's not a real thank you. We're missing in Haidor. Haidor, like I said, can be because you want something for the future, or the Haidor is you're expecting back something from the person. I just heard about a woman. It's just written up about her. She was saying that she had a neighbor of hers who would constantly nudge her. She would borrow from her mixer, and then she would come to borrow the next item, and this item. There wasn't a day going by where she wasn't borrowing things from her. Sometimes she got the things back, sometimes she didn't get them back, but it was very annoying that it was always happening on a constant basis. One day she comes and she says, could I please borrow some milk from you? So she says, I'm sorry, I only have a little milk left. I need it for the baby. But she says, it's not such a problem because I have a bottle of frozen milk. I'll give you the bottle of frozen milk. You defrost it, it's the same, you can use that. So the woman says, ach, I can't stand milk from the freezer. But you said it's no problem, there's no difference. So I tell you what, you give me the milk you have, you'll use the milk from the freezer because you don't mind. And so she felt she had no choice. She gave her milk and she took the milk from the freezer. Her husband comes home and she's crying. And he asks, what's going on? She says, I'm just so fed up with it. She just doesn't leave me alone. And she tells him what happened that day. So he says, so just say no. You don't have to do it every time. Don't give her if you don't want to. And she says what happened is, she decided to say no. Then she thought about it. She thought to herself that this woman is coming and nudging me the whole time. What about me? I come to the Rabbeinu Shlom. I nudge and I nudge and I nudge. Do I deserve everything? Should the Rabbeinu Shlom give it to me? But I want the Rabbeinu Shlom to give it to me. And it could be real nudgy sometimes. And not only that, the things I'm asking for, is it really for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it for Avodas Hashem? Or is it for my benefit, for my pleasure? And she realized, the things I'm asking for, because I want them, not because of the Rabbeinu Shlom, but I want the Rabbeinu Shlom to give it to me. So if I want the Rabbeinu Shlom to give it to me, I've got to also act like that. I've got to do things for the other person, even for Nuji, and help other people. And she had this, she changed when she heard this, when she thought of this perspective, how you have to treat people. Mahu rachum afato rachum. And she acted differently. It wasn't a problem for her to give anymore, because she thought to herself, I'm a Ribbono Shel'Olam. The things you give me, what am I doing with the things you give me? I'm helping other people. I want to give it to other people. So give me as well. So many times in life is perspective. But it's something we really have to think about. Hoidor, how to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then I was thinking, why is it so difficult for us? And I can tell you why, in your day, it's so difficult. I hate to say this, and I always say this to you, but it's very simple why it's so difficult. Because the Ribbono Shel'Olam understood being thankful, HaKoros HaToiv, is difficult. It's not an easy thing to do. You owe somebody something. And we owe the Ribbono Shel'Olam everything. And the Ribbono Shel'Olam wants us to have HaKoros HaToiv to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. But the Ribbono Shel'Olam knew how hard it is. So he gave us training. What is the training he gave us? It's a mitzvah for training. Training purposes. What is the mitzvah called? In the Torah, it's mitzvah Lamed Gimel. Anybody know what it is? Mitzvah Lamed Gimel? Which mitzvah? Mitzvah's Kibud Avaim. Let's read the chinuch in mitzvah's Kibud Avaim. Meshor she mitzvah zu. Sheroi loy la'odom. It's fitting for a person. She yakir v'yigmol chesed. Should recognize and be goyim chesed l'mi she'ose imoy toiva. To somebody who was good with you, did good things for you. V'lo yeh novel u'menakev v'kofer toiva. A person shouldn't be ungrateful. Shezu mida ro'o mu'usa. It's disgusting. And a person should put to his heart, your father and mother are the cause of you being in this world. And therefore, it's fitting, las has lem to do for them, kol kovid v'chol te'ele sheyochel, to do everything you can for them. Ki heim heviu lo'olam, they brought you into this world. V'gam yogu boy kama yegiyos, they worked very hard for you. They're busy taking care of your washing, your food, your carpools. They changed your diapers when you were younger. Ah, you've worked on this. You understand. You've seen something tangible. Somebody you have a karaz atayv to. When you fix this midah in your heart, yale mimeno, you go up from this. Lahake toivas hakel baruch hu. Then you can start being maket toiv to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. But somebody is not maket toiv to his parents. How can he be maket toiv to the Ribbono Shel'Olam? This is the stepping stone. To learn HaKaras HaToiv is to work on Kibud Avaim. So it's so convenient. You're going home, at Shabbos Chanukah, you spend more time at home. You have an opportunity to, how do you do Halal Vaydor to Ribbono Shel'Olam? You have to work on the middah of giving thanks, of having HaKaras HaToiv. You can work on it by being Makir Toiv to your parents. And this is something which in the Dor we live in is very lacking. Each Dor, as you read the Sadoras, Rav Breslauer, he said over that his uncle asked Rav Breslauer's grandfather a question. That we just learned in the parasha that Yosef's brothers were very jealous and angry at him. Why were they angry at Yaakov at all? Yaakov is the one who gave him the Ksein's Pasim. So they should have been angry at their father. So Rav Breslauer's grandfather looked at his son and he said to him, only in your generation would you ask such a question. The children should be mad at their father, have kashas on their father. We would never even think of the kasha in the first place. There's been a Yeridus Hadoris. Today, you have a child who asks his father, can I have the car keys? Not can I have your car keys, can I have the car keys? Like it's a car for the family. It's got nothing to do with it. It's not his father's car. Can I have the car keys of the car? And the father gives it to him and says to him, have a nice day, have a good time. And he answers back, don't tell me what to do. We learned in the parasha how Reuven comes back to the pit. And Rashi says, where was Reuven? Reuven was busy doing tshuva. Why? Because he moved his father's bed. Why now, of all the times, in the middle of Mechiras Yosef, at that very moment is the time to do tshuva for the fact that he moved his father's bed? There's got to be a reason why it was dafka now. So I think I heard from Rosh Shiva one time, he said, pshat, that Reuven was wondering, here they are selling Yosef, and by doing so, they're going to cause tremendous tsar to their father. And in all the discussions, that never got mentioned once. How come it didn't get a mention? The tsar that their father is going to have. That should have been part of the Din Torah. But nobody thought of that at all. She said, you know how it happened? It happened because I once moved the bed of my father. Until then, there was such an unbelievable kibbutz. Nobody would ever dream of questioning the father. No, everybody would think about the father. But by Reuven doing something chutzpahdik a little, on his madrega, on their level, something he shouldn't have done. He moved his father's bed. He shouldn't have done that. So by doing that, you're allowed to start up with the father. It lowered the level. The level of Kippudov wasn't the same anymore after that. He'd already done something to be poigim in his father's covered. Once that happened, the next person does a little more, and the next person a little more, until they forget about the tower of their father. He blamed himself for that. He said, this is the ramifications of my chet, what's happening over here. I have to do tshuva again for my chet. And this is something we all have to work on. There's been, I say, in every doyer, there's less and less of Kippudov. It's something that we have to work on, because that is the only way we can mekayim that mitzvah of halal vohidor, being thankful, being makatoyev to the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything Rebbeinu Shalom does for us.